Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ariel, sometimes in life, you just have to wear the L. And I feel like that's where the Warriors are at right now. It's where the fans should be at right now. They're not good enough, number one, and they got beat by the better team who played better basketball, more dynamic, more young. Their time is now. Like, it's all of those things. And sometimes it sucks to say it. The better team won, and it was pretty obvious.
I don't know if Zach's time now, but they got
against the Warriors. It was,
yeah,
against the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, they did their thing.
You know, and sometimes you just gotta like wear the L. Like, there are times in my life where I've had to just accept it, and it sucks. You have to bite your lip, and you gotta shake the other team's hand and say, "Y'all were better."
That's one thing we don't do well on the show. Is take the L. We don't do that well at all.
Well, you're my brother, so I'm never going to like, take the L at you.
No,
you know, I take L's.
I'm wrong
at everything.
That's what I say to my brother.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Let's go to Al of San Pablo. Al, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, Bonte. I want to, first of all, commend you for your world-class job on TV. I'm going to miss that.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll get a national job if that's what you want to do one day. The second thing is related to Steph Curry mileage. I'm not talking about minutes, but mileage, because Steph Curry puts on miles unlike any other player. Yep. When he's on the court, and because of that he gets fatigued. He's getting older. So my question to you, and I want your expert opinion, because I know you have experience and you talk with the NBA players, what would the Warriors need to get to reduce Steph's mileage and there'd be a better team?
Yeah.
Is it like a combo guard?
It's a combo guard. I think it's another wing. It could be a big, but it's somebody who could create shots for others. You need other shot creators and other bucket getters. A combo guard would be great, and the combo guard who could defend at a high level and be a two-way player.
Is Paul George good enough?
He's 34 years old. I don't know if Paul George, I mean, the Clippers are struggling getting out of the first round with Paul George. I don't know if it's Paul George. He's a name. But a player like that, for sure, a player like that will help alleviate some of the mileage off Steph Curry.
What about KD?
There's a couple times. KD's a little older, too. You want to get older?
I'm just throwing names out.
A player like that, sure.
Giannis.
Why not?
Giannis good enough?
Why not? Giannis might be. I don't know if Giannis is good enough with Steph Curry to win a championship, but Giannis is a hell of a start.
Okay.
Giannis is a hell of a start.
Embiid?
A guy who can get easy buckets. Embiid, of course. These names that you're bringing up, they're all going to help. I'm thinking combo guards. It's still and guys with some size. And like what I want to see at times, I don't mind Steph Curry. Like, ball movement helps Steph Curry. He's one of the most lethal, off the ball.
Yeah.
But I also like when Steph Curry, you know what? It's not a bad thing to just sit in the corner sometimes and just be a threat from the corner or the wing so he doesn't move
as
much.
Jason Terry.
You know, he's moving a lot, man. He's moving a lot as the only threat. So, yeah, you need more two-way players. You need more help. Embiid would be great. Is Philadelphia giving up Embiid? We got to be realistic here.
Well, no, but, I mean, I am being realistic. Like, I'm going with those top dogs because I'm looking at if they bow out, maybe their situation forces them to want to get out of there. I mean, look, I'm looking for a prayer here, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, we need a prayer right now. We need a prayer. But to Al's point in San Pablo, having a combo guard, having more two-way players will definitely help. Because this team, we look at it, GP2, I love GP2, but he's a defender. On offense, they're going to leave him wide open. Draymond Green, great defender. On offense, they're going to leave him wide open.
Keon Ellis, your guy, had a better perimeter game offensively than anything GP2's done in his career.
He averages 5 3-point attempts a game.
You were all over it.
Dude, Keon Ellis is a player. That's what they need. You got too many one-way players. That's why Dante DiVincenzo last year I thought was really solid for the Warriors. I wanted them to try to find a way to keep him, and I understand the finances and everything, that it wasn't going to happen. But a player like that, he was hitting the three. He was playing defense, and then when GP2 came, his minutes got compromised. You need two-way players in today's game more so than any era of NBA basketball.
But this is why this offseason is so ridiculously complicated. Not only do you absolutely have to reimagine the roster, you are so stuck in the minefield of the salary cap. Yep. There are so few options out there in general, and then there are even less options that financially can happen because of where you're at with your finances.
Yep.
And then where are the other contending teams are at?
Let's go to... let's get to... Ramsey and Sacramento. Ramsey and Sacramento. That's a lot. So many to choose from. I don't know. So many of them. I don't even know.
There's so many of them. I don't even understand.
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn. Please pull that up.
I'll get that interview.
Ramsey Sacramento. Still, what's happening?
It's an all-timer.
I appreciate you taking my call this morning, gentlemen. First and foremost, I got a question for you. How do we scout Trey Murphy, Jose Alvarado, Najee Marshall, CJ McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas on Friday night?
You just named the Pelicans. What was the first part of that question?
How did we scout?
How did we scout the Pelicans Friday night?
Oh, you want to know how to scout? Well, I don't know. You lost to them five times this season. You tell me.
Dog, you waited that long.
No, hold on. Let me finish. Little cook. Go ahead. I want to see where this goes.
I
want to see where
this goes.
Hold on. No triggers here. I want to see where this goes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Get your troll on, Reggie.
Right, let's go.
You tell me. You lost to the Pelicans five times. How would you scout the Pelicans?
The Kings have a six chance to beat the Pelicans on Friday.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think the scouting report should be? Well, Carl, you're being stupid. What's the scouting report? You tell me.
They
just went 22-40 from three. They just went 22-40 from three on your ass last Thursday. What the hell are you bragging about? You still ain't in the playoffs.
Oh, all I gotta say is, hey, you and I scored as many points as Clay Thompson did last night.
Okay. I will be eating po' boys and beignets and with a fresh pot of gumbo on Friday night, Kings
fans.
With
Zion.
You don't want to do this.
Hey, look, they're allowed their
moment. You don't want to do
this.
They
won, B. You just kind of
No. You're not going to come out here. You better bring it.
But you better bring it.
Hold scout, CJ. But I don't know. You tell me you got roasted by their asses five times this season. You have a better scouting report on them than we do. Kings fans. Go ahead. Get your jokes in.
Well, you know, he's definitely not Ramses the Great, the number two. He's Ramsey one. I don't know if you know about the Egyptian pharaoh back in the day. He only had a two-year reign. So that's what it sounds like, Kings fans. If you're going to call in and be Ramsey, be the second, not the first. That's a little historical lesson for you today.
Brian is San Francisco.
Or was he Ramsey Bolton who got eaten by his own
Ramsey
dogs?
Bolton, Battle of the Bastards.
Brian in San Francisco, what's happening?
Hey, what up?
Good morning.
Brian.
Good morning.
Chilling, man. So I'm a Kings fan out here in the city. My question is how come everybody's giving up on some of your guys' younger players already? It's a little shocking that once the losing starts happen, that everybody's kind of jumping ship. And I'm not just pointing out Kuminga, but I think most...
I knew that would happen with these kind of days. Wins or losses, the F-bombs.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, Kings fans have...
So good,
I'm glad they have a station to listen to in the morning, which is the morning roast. Thanks for listening to 95.7
Game. I did see your boy.
Who?
Carmichael Dave sitting in the front row.
Did he?
Yeah. Is he bought and paid for? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm jealous. I wish I was in the front row, but I was seeing him. He was wearing a green... I look like a Cell shirt.
Maybe he wanted to be noticed. There's some people who like to be the center of attention. I don't know.
It was John Fisher selling to Vivek Ranadive when he eventually owns the team.
Good for Sacramento.
Honestly, this is their day.
Fonte, make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
You know, they'll have this one forever over Warrior fans. And that's part of sports.
The play-in game. We'll all remember the play-in game.
I don't mean it like that. I mean it sincerely. I know what? Like, give them their moment.
Giving them their moment. I'm giving Sacramento respect.
We've had 11 or 12 great years.
Yeah, no fucking fuck. Why are you doing this, Joe? Why are you going down that road? Nobody's doing this. Just having some fun talking some trash. I'm not going to allow King fan to come in here and talk to me like that.
I'm pulling for them against the Pels. If Zion's not going to play, I want the best matchups possible. I'm pulling for them.
Yeah, I'm going to have me a po' boy sandwich. Eric, JC, Hoot Jr., we're all going to get you here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite.
It's JP with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
You dirty dog.
There's a lot of tweets I'm seeing, a lot of texts I'm seeing. Boy, it would have been nice to have Jordan Poole.
It's always fun game.
One thing we do know, Shasky, Steph Curry needs another co-star. That's inevitable. And you know what? Yesterday I joked with you that, man, maybe it is LeBron James. Was playing at a high level. I don't want to deal with it. But I do acknowledge he's still a very, very, very good player. Hell, a great player.
Do you know something?
Well, I remember back in, what was it, 20? When did he leave Miami? 2014?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you were one of those Warrior fans, but I was one of those Warrior fans. It's like, I think the Warriors could get LeBron. A young Steph, Clay. I think they get LeBron. And I was delusional. And he goes back to Cleveland. Nah, I don't really want him because of everything off the floor.
He would have been the best player on the floor last night. What are you doing?
But maybe there's something there. Now, will LeBron want to come here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Sounds like he would.
I don't know why he would come here.
And if I'm Joe Lacob, I'm buying a draft pick in the second round to go get Bronny.
Well,
it's a very simple transaction.
You may have to do that. But Steph definitely needs a co-star. My point is he needs some help. He can no longer do it by himself at the age of 36. That's asking a lot from Stephen Curry. You saw his numbers post-All-Star break, folks. Post-All-Star break for Stephen Curry, you saw the dip. There was a dip with Steph. You know, when you take away the last three games of the regular season, the 6-for-6 against the Lakers and the 7-13 against the Pelicans, he got the rest day against Utah. Remember that?
Yep.
He got the rest day after the Dallas game. And he played 35 minutes against Dallas. And it was like, damn, that's a lot of minutes from Steph. He had the 14-point fourth quarter. But he averaged 22.5 points per game post-All-Star break. And 36% from the three-point line, which is still very good numbers, but they're not Steph-like numbers. Now, 24 games, 37.5% from three, 23 points. But we're talking about a 50-40-90 guy. He wasn't close to that. He wasn't close to that post-All-Star break.
So, again, getting dreamy here. LeBron comes the conquering hero to save the dynasty with Steph Curry. I'm telling you, dude, watch the pivot happen. Them number six jerseys are going to sell out so quick. Avery Johnson, eat your heart out.
But what does that lead the Warriors as a team?
Oh, I don't know, but LeBron will figure it out. He'll reimagine the team with Dunleavy and Steph.
As a championship team?
I mean... Right now, the Lakers
are seven, about to play the Denver Nuggets. So they're about to get smacked by the Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
They're a first round team.
Bonte.
LeBron James probably has a better roster around him than what the Warriors have.
Okay.
And the Lakers fought tooth and nail for the number eight seed in the West.
You got to start somewhere.
I was going to ask, how much of an upgrade do you think right now is Stephen Curry over Anthony Davis?
I understand
the availability, but when both are playing at their
peak, Anthony Davis does right now
more than Steph. Offensively, Steph has the gravity,
AD's defense is
more of a two-way player.
Around the league, if you said you could have either player for the next 2 years.
I don't know what the league is saying. Steph is still generational, but
yeah, I know.
LeBron James, he has rim protection.
Yeah.
He has somebody at the rim. If he gets beat, he's got somebody in the back that can protect the rim.
But I'm watching D'Lo look good alongside LeBron of the shooting.
He looks great.
And so like a shooter alongside of LeBron, he would have 15 assists tonight.
But also without Anthony Davis, that Lakers team is just not the same.
No, I agree with that. But again, you can reimagine the roster around
him. I hear that, but I don't know what big is available. I don't know what big could come here and protect the rim like that. I don't know. Now we got to wait until the offseason starts and some players may become available. But damn, LeBron James was an 8 seed with the L.A. Lakers with the better roster. So I don't know if just bringing in LeBron James next to Steph Curry is going to solve anything. I don't think it does. I still think you're at the bottom of the West. So you need more. Probably need more.
But like I'm seeing like Lauri Markkanen. It's like
that doesn't do it for me either.
At all.
Maybe it's a start to something else.
But that's why Lauri Markkanen
is a big who plays on the 3-point line. I need a big who's going to be a junkyard dog in the paint. I'm tired of this. You know, you got to get some bigs who can do multiple things. You just do. Let's go to skip to Eric in the city. Eric, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Oh man, thanks for taking my call. And can I give a shout out before I talk to San Francisco State, because I was spending a lot of money out there the last couple of days. They've got some amazing things going on. They've got they're raising money for the Filipino graduation class. They're raising money for also sororities, and they're great people out there. They're so friendly. So anyway, I guess I did give a shout out to them. SF State, University 1600 Holloway Avenue.
You can shout out SF State whenever you want to, however long you want to.
You guys are great.
Go Gators, SFSU, the school of all schools. They call it the Harvard of the West.
Do they really? I thought the Harvard.
I added that.
That was such a great response.
I kind of put too much on that.
I mean, I like what you said about that, but yeah, okay. But you know, I'd love to talk about the Warriors, and anybody who wants to get rid of Clay because he had one bad game, scored 0 points, what about those 4 championships they had? Without Clay, I don't think they would have won any of those. So anyway, that's what I say about Clay. Keep him. The one puzzling question I have is why weren't the Warriors ready to play? That's a must-game situation.
Kings just quicker. Kings are just quicker, more tenacious, sir, more physical. They just
you know, sir, I don't think anyone. Not. It's the same equation. I mean, different, but no one in their right mind thinks they're winning championships prior without Clay or without Draymond. The question is, can you win moving forward
with those
them
guys
taking certain minutes and contracts at the expense of trying to build the rest of the roster? That's the million-dollar question.
By the way, Jontay Porter has been banned for life in the NBA. Banned for life.
I called that a mile away. I mean, everyone did. They were going to make an example out of him.
We placed a 180,000 parlay proposition bet with an online sports book to win $1.1 million. Wagering that Porter would underperform in the March 20th game. He tried to double up, man. Now he's out of the league forever. Not a laughing matter.
But he didn't have 19,000 bets over a 2-year period and then transfer money over and over and over and over and over and over again and then have the feds wrap it up in 10 days.
I mean, you're going to get a lot more fall guys for Shohei Ohtani than Jontay Porter. We didn't even know who Jontay Porter was before this news broke.
Let me just say.
Shohei is definitely guilty. He's obviously nothing's going to happen.
It's ridiculous.
But, you know, we look at our bank accounts every day. I know
Thank
I do.
You. Thank you.
Ain't no way $18 million going to go disappear. You're like, oh, what's going on here?
California's closing that tax loophole real quick. Did you guys see that, by the way, with Shohei Ohtani and deferred money?
It's ridiculous.
They're like, okay, let's make this a top priority.
100%.
Shohei Ohtani is a top priority in the country in our state.
Joey, it does bug me. I have a family member who, and that will remain nameless, like they spent 4 years ruining this guy's life to finally get to try. It took 8 days for them to figure out the Shohei thing. Give me a break. I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all.
Let's go to JC in San Francisco. JC, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I like what another caller said earlier. You guys had a great year. Great job covering the Warriors. And thanks for bringing it.
Thank you.
Man, I have a pit in my stomach. I mean, the game itself, I don't think Steve Kerr has gotten enough talk today. Like, when they cut it to 6 at half, and they should have been down by about 20, and you thought, you know, maybe they're going to make some adjustments, maybe they're going to start moving off the ball, maybe they're going to drive and kick, you know, maybe they're going to run sack off the 3-point line. And then it was just the same thing. It was just a bad performance from 5, 6, 7 people in the Warriors organization. the young guys were great. But my main point is I think we're going to hear a lot of Shafty rhetoric of like, bring in Paul George, bring in this guy, all off season. And I don't think there's anyone that they could bring in, except maybe Jokic, that's going to do anything to get them out of this play-in scenario. You got Anthony Edwards, the big three in OKC, Luka, Jokic, yep. the Kings, mm-hmm. Wemby. The West is stacked with young superstars. And my vote would be the draft pick direction and just realize what we are and not turn into the New England Patriots in 2 years because we bring in some guys. We don't invest young. I mean, I know I'm out of time here, but like, what's the lineup? Like, Clay, he starts. Kuminga doesn't start. Moses comes in. Oh, let's bank on Moses tonight. You know, like, what are we doing?
Well,
is Clay a starter? Is he a bench guy? Is Kuminga the second option or is he the seventh option? What is Wiggins? Like, what are we doing?
Well, you know what's crazy? And it's a great call, JC. You talk about the draft pick route. And he listed all those teams in the West. OKC has 9 guaranteed first-round picks. 9 guaranteed first-round. Yep. They could have up to 15 first-round picks over the next 6 years.
But we do also understand that because they're OKC, they have a history of they're not going to dip into the luxury even a little.
No, not.
So they are going to have some decisions.
Well, they may in the future.
Who knows?
If they're winning championships.
History suggested they have
history,
not.
Yeah, they didn't
they
at the time.
Yeah.
But maybe they learned their lesson saying, you know what, we blew a championship opportunity. Let's not go down that road. But
the rules
don't let you dictate that. But they're going to be around for a while.
No doubt.
Minnesota's going to be around
They'll have swings.
Memphis is getting Ja Morant back. And you know how I feel about the Memphis Grizzlies. He's a big piece to their puzzle. And they were, 2 years in a row, the number two seed in the Western Conference. Were they not with Ja?
Yeah.
They were the number two seed in the West in back-to-back seasons, in the regular season.
You're probably higher on them than I am. But
I'm not high on them at all.
Point.
I was never high on the OKC, Memphis.
I just
remember
don't
that.
Trust Ja, period.
But he is coming back.
No, he's an amazing player.
And if he plays, they were the number two seed the last 2 years. The Lakers beat them last year, and the Warriors beat them the year before. But they were a two seed in the Western Conference in back-to-back seasons. So all I'm saying is Memphis will be back. And they have Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond
Bane. I would love to trade for.
Listen, they're going to be around. Houston was clicked. We're on your heels for the 10 seed. They were on your heels. You were closer to Houston than you were to Denver in Minnesota in OKC. The Clippers of Steve Ballmer, he's always going to be in a big spinning. Always, no matter what. He's now a factor. You got to compete with him in the LA market in their new stadium. The Lakers are the Lakers. New Orleans, what are they going to do with Zion? If they keep Zion around, they got a great young nucleus. So all I'm saying is going the draft pick route. Because first of all, you don't have a first-round pick in the upcoming draft. But going to draft pick out and waiting for the West to kind of wait the OKC's out and wait them, kind of like what teams did with the Warriors had Kevin Durant and kind of just waited out those 3 years and then they started making their moves. Now, I don't think Warrior fans have that patience. I don't know if Joe Lacob has that patience. But that may be the quickest avenue to get back to being a championship contender is bottoming out and taking picks. Now, a lot of people are not going to be able to sit through that. A lot of people are going to be fired, and a lot of people are going to be frustrated by that process. But all I'm saying is it's not going to be easy to get back in the top tier of the Western Conference.
It's not easy, but it's not like you need 5 All-Stars to compete next year. Like, I keep going to Dallas. Do you consider the Dallas Mavericks a threat to win it all?
I have them going to the West Finals.
Okay. That would be a huge upgrade for the Warriors. Okay, and I look at them. They basically swung big on Kyrie, a depreciated player who, for a variety of reasons, was viewed as toxic. Now, they hit the lottery on that pick, right, on trading for him. And
he's been dynamic.
He's had one of his better years, way better than any of us expected.
And let's be real. Kyrie's issues was never about his talent. Guy's an all-world player.
No, it's about availability.
It was all about the mentals.
Yes, I totally agree.
And his mentals is right under Jason Kidd. And now they're a factor.
But I look at the rest of that roster, although not sexy, they made a lot of really shrewd moves, and they have really good role players around them that fit really, really well. And I think that they're better. They're a better playoff team, I think, than even a regular season team.
Well, especially because you had Luka, who could dominate a series, and he's good for 2 games. So, no, they are. It was a great deal.
That, to me, is kind of like when we talk about the pack, the blueprint things, like I'm looking at like how Dallas has kind of built things very quickly. I'm like, that's what the Warriors should be looking at. Now, it's going to be hard. Like, who's giving up a Kyrie, right? But remember, when Kyrie got dealt, no one wanted him. Yep. That's a very unique situation. But all it takes is having that second guy next to Steph Curry.
No doubt.
And it does change how you build the rest of that roster.
It does change. It does change. That's why we're watching Milwaukee and we're trying to talk ourselves into Giannis. I don't want to go there. But what is going to happen in Milwaukee?
I'll talk myself into anybody.
I mean, there's no doubt. What's proven is they need to get another player, another star, another bucket getter, another creator, shot creator, a two-way player. They need that. And they need to get more athletic desperately. There's not one game this year where the Warriors weren't overmatched athletically. Even the Detroit Pistons, who lost a bazillion games in a row. When they came in here with Cade Cunningham or something, it was like, damn.
Cade's like,
Jaden Ivey, Cade Cunningham.
A freak.
They were all, but that whole roster. Isaiah Stewart. Killian Hayes, yeah. Isaiah Stewart, Durant. What's his name? Durant, Jalen Durant.
James Wiseman.
I mean, they're all
high
athletic.
Donation.
So.
This is James Wiseman.
I mean, you're outmatched athletically every given night in the NBA. You're not going to win a lot of games like that, especially as you get older. Junior Pacifica, Junior, what's happening? You're on a roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking us through this season. And, Shasky, thank you for what you said about wearing that L. You know, you can't rest and renew if you don't do that. So...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Very well said. But let's not sleep on what Steph said. He said he can't imagine playing without those two guys. And for a low-key and positive guy like him, that's a strong statement. So I think if you add Kerr into that mix as well, you know, those guys are a group. I think what that sets us up for is probably a couple frustrating years, like you said, because I don't think we have the assets nor the money to get the player we would need to keep this group, you know, on top plus one. But it sets us up for a big shift. I mean, I want another generational team. We got the house that Steph built. We got the Bay. We got a smart fan base compared to the Sacramento people. You hand them a mic and they just own themselves. We don't need that. And so I think there's going to be a big change after Steph. And I think that Joe Lacob's pretty good at turnaround situations. So it might be really interesting. But you guys are right. We're in a bad spot right now. And the short term does not look very good.
So, good call.
So like, let me ask people this. And I can't believe we're here. Do you think there's a large segment of the fans that, because I don't. I think it's the other way. I think it's like salvage whatever we have and we'll worry about the end later. You know, it's like refinance the house so we can drive the Ferrari now and I'll worry about the bank payments later. But like what the Clippers did, where they got Paul George and sent away Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, first-round draft picks in 2022, 2024, 2026, along with two first-round choices from Miami. And then swapping picks. Like, that's the kind of deal you think a lot of people, like, in terms of trading away Steph Curry. You really think people want to do that?
No. No. I don't even entertain the fact. I don't even entertain that question.
Can we also acknowledge, like,
I don't.
No one knew Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would develop into this.
Yeah.
Even if you liked him. And they had a lot of picks to hit from.
I remember bringing up SGA a couple years ago. People didn't even know his game. They just thought he was a ball hawk. They thought, he's not playing winning
plays
basketball.
Plays unorthodox.
And I was like, well, you got to watch the guy a little closer. And now that he's got some talent around him, the guy's a baller and an MVP favorite candidate, right? He's going to finish in the top three in the MVP voting. SGA's special, but we didn't know he was going to be that good. It was an afterthought. We were looking at the Clippers saying, wow, Kawhi and Paul George. But trading Stephen Curry, what it does to your business. No. I don't think we're there yet. We may be getting closer to that, but we're not there yet.
And then the part about Curry saying he can't envision himself playing without Draymond right. and Klay Thompson. I'm sure that, you know, there's a variety of reasons why he said that, felt like that, whatever. But I think when you sit down in front of the board, and if it's him and Joe Lacob and let's say Dunleavy, because I'm sure they're all going to have some sort of a conference call, sit down, whatever. I'm sure once they lay out how difficult it is to retain everyone and compete, like, Curry's no dummy.
I was going to say, Steph's no dummy. He doesn't need a whiteboard to realize what's going on in the NBA. He said that last night, but he also said, you know, but I understand this is a business. His dad was on team to team to team. His dad got traded around left and right. He understands it's rare that you get to choose who you play with, and it's rare that you last this long with a trio. It's rare. Steph understands that.
Third most playoff wins as a trio.
Come on, man. Like, he knows it. He understands it. So when he's up there saying that, I can't envision myself playing without them, because it hasn't happened. He's played with them for over 12 years. But he understands that one day that may have to happen. And maybe that day is coming sooner rather than later. Maybe that day happens in the next couple months. Maybe. I wanted to read this quote real quick for Steph Curry and Logan Murdoch's piece in The Ringer, and he walked out with Stephen Curry. And Curry I think we haven't even gotten started on the offseason, I don't believe. We're just scratching the surface here. But think about this. And I was thinking about it last night, driving home. I was like, what am I going to do with myself? No playoff games in the Bay Area for the first time in a long time.
Hi, I'm Bonte Hill, and I'm alongside Randy Wynn.
I knew you were going to say that, but in all seriousness.
I'm teasing.
In all seriousness, it's like, man, we're watching the playoffs from home. And Steph Curry mentioned this. He goes, this is awkward as hell. The schedule is weird. Just thinking about not having any games to play. It's a different experience. Going to be a volleyball dad next week instead of prepare for a playoff series. It's freaking weird.
Volleyball dads, that's a tough life. You got to stay in the gym all day. You might have to pay $20 for parking and $20 to go into a tournament where your daughter's participating. Well, very difficult.
You like Steph Curry, got three houses, man. You guys are fine. I want to win, he added. Played it simple. It's not my job to make all of those decisions, but it's my job to hold people accountable and say what I want to win and how give my input. You said it, not me. But I just want to win. So I think you'll be fine with the $20 or whatnot. Look, he goes, in a perfect world, we all finish this thing the way we deserve to finish. Whether that's winning or not, you can't control that. So I think he realizes, like, boy, if I want to win again, if I want to get close to that fifth ring, some difficult decisions have to be made. They do.
I was rooting against Bonte.
Can I just be very candid? I'm not sure he has it in him. You know, we all love Curry, but if there was one little thing, and this is what makes him unique to all the others, I'm not sure he's got the cutthroat guy in him. And I think there is a loyalty to a fault, if that even makes sense. I have to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
I still feel like they're somehow going to bring Klay back here and Draymond, and it's going to be the three of them together. Mm. I have to see it to believe it.
And that's not going to
And I don't think
well.
That's a mean thing to say about Curry. I just think that's not one of his strong suits.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough scene. But maybe Mike Dunleavy's there for that reason, who's not necessarily attached to the core.
Why do you think Bob's not here?
I think it was tough for Bob to move on. I think it would have been tough for Bob to break this up. And maybe he's like, you know what? Maybe I see myself out. I'm not speaking for Bob. Bob was legit burnt out.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
He was legit burnt out. But maybe in a way, he was like, you know what? That's a tough deal. And maybe he saw that 5 years ago. Maybe he saw it 3 years ago, the vision of like, boy, what happens when 30 slows down? What happens when I have to pay Dre? Do I want to be the guy responsible for breaking up the big three? Do I want to wear that?
Do you think he wanted to break up the big three and they didn't want him?
I don't know if he did or not. I don't know if he did or not. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this. If Mike Dunleavy's the GM, he's the GM right now, and if they don't bring Klay back, or if they do move off of Draymond Green, he thought Mike Dunleavy was hated as a player. Boy, what's going to happen if that happens? Well, those situations happen when it comes to Mike Dunleavy.
We'll get a deeper into this. Just today, how are you feeling about that JP Chris Paul trade today? Today, the day they get eliminated. Because I got really angry last night that they didn't use Chris Paul earlier. Not that it was going to make a difference. They were going to lose that game probably 99.9% of the times that they played it. The way they played yesterday. But I was like, you waited all year. You managed his minutes all year for a playoff-like game. And you went, and I loved
the Jeffs. He played 18 minutes. Wasn't the first guy off the bench. So, look, you got off the Jordan Poole money. And I think a lot of people were thrilled about that. You got off that contract. But at the same time, I'm seeing people complain about having shot creators, guys who could break down the defense, who could dribble drive, penetrate, and can get to the cup and kick it out. Well, guess what? Jordan Poole could do that.
You know who led
the
team?
Did we all forget?
You know who led the team in two-point makes last year?
Jordan Poole.
Do you know who led the team in free throw attempts last year?
Jordan Poole.
I honestly was looking at all the stats comparing this year to last year, and it didn't look as good as we thought in real time, but go back and look at the data. He had a year where it's like, damn, we could have used that.
Dude, when NBA players tell you what's what, they know the game. Now, I know a lot of NBA players don't make great GMs or great coaches or whatnot, but they know the game inside and out.
Do they understand the game?
I do. But Iguodala says... When Iguodala says he averaged 20 in a quote-unquote bad year.
No, a horrible year by most people.
People think that you just walk out, oh, man, this guy should be able to average 20. You know how hard it is to average 20 in the NBA? 20. I hear it from Chris Mullin all the time. Dude, he averaged 20 a game. Dude, that's baller status. The guy's a baller. It's what Mullin, he's in the Hall of Fame. Jordan Poole, man. Look, let me read these numbers real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
He got off to a horrific start this season. A horrific start. Overall, had a bad year with the Washington Wizards. But I always like to do this. I like to see, okay, what's the two-week trade? What's the monthly trend? Because things happen. It's like the stock market, right? We're always looking at numbers. Jordan Poole in his last 21 games, Shasky, shot 44.5%. He shot 36% from three, which is not great. But it's an uptick from where he was at last year. Remember, last year he was at like 31, 32. Maybe even 30, if I'm not mistaken. He gets to 20 points and 6 assists and 3 rebounds. And then he shot 94% from the free throw line over his last 21 games. Now he started coming off the bench. Then he started again. But Jordan Poole found his game over the last 21. I would not close the door on Jordan Poole yet as an NBA player. A lot of people laughed at him. And they, oh man, the Warriors want to trade. Look how bad Jordan Poole is. Well, Jordan Poole ended the season on the high note, and now he's feeling good about his game again.
Well, it's...
So, I don't know. Did that answer your question, Chasky? You know, that's a trade. You said it yesterday. Yesterday, you said you asked me this about Chris Paul. Have they won the trade yet? I said, let's wait 4 years.
But I look at it this way. Had the Jordan Poole thing... Let's just go back last year. Had they experimented with Klay Thompson off the bench, do you think... The Jordan Poole thing could have been salvaged.
I always believe this. Steve Kerr had the perfect chance. And I understand where Steve Kerr lies. You got to be loyal to the guys who've won you championships. And I get the mental psyche, especially we understand Clay's psyche a lot more this season than we ever have before and how vulnerable he is with these emotions. And that's a good thing. I think that makes him endearing. I truly do. I love that about Clay. But I thought when he missed two straight years and the Warriors got out to an 18-2 start, I thought that would have been the perfect time to bring Clay out the pitch and say, hey, Clay, we're rolling right now. It's not a hit at you. We want you to get your timing back. We want you to come in slowly. We want to make sure we manage these injuries, but we're rolling right now. Let's go ahead and roll with JP in the lineup. I thought that was a perfect. Steve Kerr came out during that season, and look, they won a championship. They did. But Steve Kerr came out and said, oh, Clay's starting right away. And I thought he had a chance to say, you know what? We're going to bring Clay back slowly. He hasn't played in 2.5 years. Yeah, had all the built-in excuses on why you didn't have to start him. Mm-hmm. And I think Clay, over time, that year, would have been he would have gotten over it. Now, you don't get the Game 6 Clay against Memphis. You don't get the big games in the playoffs.
Well, maybe
you may not win a championship against Boston. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But I thought that was the time to maybe do it. Coming off a championship, that was a tough thing to navigate.
Well, because like, I'm watching yesterday's game play out, and I'm thinking to myself, like, he's going to take Moody out and he's going to go back to Clay. There's just a hierarchy here. And if we were going off form and not resume and feelings and all those, I think they would have rode Moody more often this year. I don't even know if Moody's that great. Like, I don't know. I legitimately don't know. But I do feel like in a weird way, they kind of screwed themselves that they didn't find out.
But Clay start rolling.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I see both sides of the give and take.
Yeah.
But Bonte, like, that's part of the Clay thing. You rode with Clay, where maybe if he was another player, if he's just player X, but he's not. But if he was player X, maybe you would have given some more look. And I look at GP2 more than Clay. And I'm like, dog, all those GP2 minutes should have been going to Moody.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Clay. He went to the bench. A lot of people asked him to go to the bench. He went to the bench. And he started playing better. He started playing better so much so that you put him back in the starting lineup. Because Pod started slumping.
So let's say they bring back Clay. Let's say hypothetically, they bring back Clay. Man. Could you see a scenario, I'm using the hypothetical. They get a player X who plays small forward, okay? Just put it there. Moody's your starting shooting guard and Clay comes off the bench. Could you see that for this team? I don't even know if it's better.
I don't know.
I don't think I can see a scenario where Clay is allowing the younger guy, Moody, to play over him.
Did Moody show enough to say that he's a better player than Clay Thompson?
I just don't think he'll get the chance. There's like a hierarchy, and I feel like that's part of why we're where we're at. And if I'm Moody, there's like a pecking order.
And you got to tell Moody, if he's starting, he cannot look over his shoulder at Clay Thompson. That's the biggest thing, too. You got a legend sitting on the bench. It's got to be tough. Now, Paz did it for a while. Then he started slumping.
Yeah, but I didn't.
And then TJD got back into the lineup. Yeah,
I didn't love Pods in the starting lineup.
I didn't even.
I didn't love it.
But I understood it. That's why you can't love the roster, because Steve Kerr didn't even know what to do with the roster. Let's go to take these calls before we leave. Hoot Marin. Hoot, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to all the fans of the callers of the roast and Steiny and Guru and Willard and Dibs, who called in and said that Moses Moody deserves more, and they know what they were looking at, and I want to shout them out because they were proven right. This kid deserves a chance. And you guys are sitting here going, and I think you guys are to blame on this partially, because I think that if you're sitting here looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and you're saying, well, we didn't know what he was, and look what he turned into, why can't you do the same thing with Moses Moody?
Because I tell you, hold on, I'll let you finish, Hoot. SGA was in Oklahoma City. They're in a complete rebuild. He got all the opportunity to play. All the opportunity. Here, you have a championship DNA. You got Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
And why are we to blame? Like, no one was here pumping up Pods.
Right.
And Pods jumped in front of everybody.
Right. So, but no, forget all that. I don't care. You can blame me all you want to. Blame Bonte. I don't care.
I don't want to get blamed.
No, I don't care about being blamed. But no, Hoot, seriously. You come into a championship situation, it ain't that easy just to come in and play.
Not a championship situation, Bonte. They're rebuilding.
They didn't think that, though. They thought they still had a championship team. The team told you they could still do things special. Now, do you know more than team?
How about going forward? I think Steve Kerr is and his coaching staff. It's not all Steve Kerr. It's probably somebody's in his ear. But you've got to. Has he not proven enough to? Hey, let's give him 30 minutes, a couple games in a row. Let's see what he got. He might turn into SGA.
You know, I don't know if he'll turn into SGA, but now I agree with you. Like, they, at some point in the last 2 years, they should have gave him a couple of weeks of playing 30 minutes. I just don't know where it would have been and whose expense it would have been at.
Mike in Santa Clara. Mike, and then we'll get to Reginald in Houston. Mike, what's happening? We got about 30 seconds here. Go ahead, get your call in.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, no worries, man. Yeah, really quick, I'll keep it short. One person I want them to look into the offseason for, just to at least entertain, is to look into maybe trying to get trade for Bam Adebayo. I mean, he's got the size, he's got the athleticism, he can pound the boards, he can score. I think that would be a great fit to pair up with Steph as well. So that's all I got. I know you guys
I would love Bam. I just don't see why Miami would get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Reginald in Houston. Reginald, what's happening?
Hey, man, real quick, I just want to say the best thing that could have happened to the Warriors last night did, by them losing. And the reason why I say that is because now you have a GM that's not going to sit on his butt and not address the situation. Things are going to change drastically and dramatically during the offseason. Last thing, I love Clay. He has to go, and the elephant that's in the room that no one is touching on is Andrew Wiggins. His organization has supported him for 2 years and two straight years in a row. He pulled the disappearing act because of personal reasons. He is inconsistent. They do not have a stretch four who can shoot from the perimeter on a consistent basis.
Yep.
Point blank.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right. They need that. And they may need a lot more. Whew. Season over for the Golden State Warriors. And we're just getting started on this offseason. Just getting started. Anthony Slater will join us tomorrow. Sandy Gula taking calls. You might as well line them up right now. They'll have some fun with this show. And we'll have some fun with this offseason. Warriors are at a crossroad, folks. It is what it is. Everything comes to a sad ending, right? Why has it always got to be a sad ending in sports? It's always the dynasty's always got to die a slow death.
The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know, my final thoughts are this. Sometimes you just have to wear the L. Congratulations, Sacramento. And to Damian and Casey, who are going to be doing the D-Lo and Casey show later, I'm sure you'll clip hours worth of our content and repost it on your social, replay it on your show. And that's what happens when our team lost the way they did to you guys. Congratulations. Good stuff. I would, though, like to be treated with a little more respect. Maybe you can send me a little bit of money based on all the content we've provided over the last couple of years. But in all seriousness, Sacramento was the better team. They thoroughly outplayed the Warriors, and they ended it. And sometimes you just gotta, like, take it, and boom. Congratulations, you guys.
Clay went over 10. Yeah, it's Bonte's fault. The amount of clout you guys give us for impacting a basketball game or a football game is tremendous. It really is. It's flattering. But my final thought is, all good things must come to an end, huh? It's the way this world works, I guess. And now, this iteration of the Golden State Warriors, it's a thing of the past. We need to move forward. Change has to happen. What are those changes? We shall see. But changes definitely need to happen with the Golden State Warriors moving forward. You can't run this back at all. You didn't make the play-in. You didn't make the playoffs, man. You're a 10 seed in the West. The old format, you wouldn't even have had an opportunity to play the postseason game.
I'm going to echo what Shasky said earlier. He said he's rooting for the Kings on Friday. I'm going to go with you there, Shasky. I also want the Kings to win for a slightly different reason. I hope that the Kings embarrass the Pelicans so much that Zion is just like, I can't play here anymore. I need to go team up with Steph in Golden State. So that's what I'm going to start low-key hoping.
So we're just rooting for chaos. That's kind of what I'm doing.
If the Warriors can't win, yes, I want absolute chaos. That's my number two pick behind the Warriors.
I'll be on King Watch.
LeBron James has now won 9 consecutive do-or-die games over the last 15 years. That's Game 7 and play-ins. It's 12-0 if you include the in-season tournament. His last loss in one of those games was in 2008 at Boston at the age of 23.
Well, what about last year when they got knocked out by the Nuggets? That doesn't count?
No, Game 7s or play-in scenarios.
But what about Game 5, got a winner, your season's
over? That was only
over.
A do-or-die for one team, not for both of the teams.
What about, that's one of the dumbest stats I've ever heard.
It's a terrible stat.
The Lakers were tremendous in going down in a sweep. It was one of the greatest sweeps I've ever seen. It was
that.
A tremendous sweep.
I just gave
sweep.
Out a stat.
Hey, don't
take
worry.
Take it how you will.
Don't worry. What will it be? The Lakers season will be over in about a week and a half, so we'll all good here.
I kinda, gentlemen sweep
do you think
time?
They're going to beat Denver?
I said we'll see.
I think we'll see. I think I can get it to six
I didn't
games.
Think the Kings would blow out the Warriors
the Denver
last
Nuggets
night.
We'll in see. A best-of-7 series.
I did predict can the Lakers would beat the Warriors.
Can they win 4 games against the Denver Nuggets?
We'll see.
Put your money where your mouth is, man.
Hey, anything could happen, Bonte. Oh. I could see them winning by 5. I could see them losing by 5.
Darvin Scam looked good last night.
You talk about the chaps. And was I not wrong? The Warriors have been inconsistent all season long. I can see any scenario. That's
the Lakers have also.
That's who they are. That's who they are.
That's the most absurd thing. Hey, what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, Joe? Right. I don't know. Anything could happen.
No,
I was
no,
right.
No.
On a walk-off. I told you anything could happen.
No. I said with the way the team I follow, the team I've hosted, the TV show for. They've been inconsistent. This is who they've been.
It's the Vegas.
So it's the Lakers.
No, it's not Vegas. It's just on the Warriors. The Lakers aren't beating the Denver Nuggets. Stop. Stop it. They beat the Denver Nuggets. I'll get you a LeBron James jersey.
Whoa,
authentic. I'll buy you a LeBron James Lakers jersey if the Lakers sniff the Denver Nuggets, which ain't happening. And you don't have to get me anything at all. Just humble yourself, young man.
I said we'll see. Where have I been arrogant?
For months.
No, I haven't been. In fact, a couple months ago, I believe you were calling me out for some random reason.
Look how happy
after
he is.
After the Warriors beat the Bucks and you guys were riding all high and you were crapping all over the Lakers for some reason to me. I'm just...
We're crap on the Lakers because we all hate the Lakers.
For no reason. What did I do? Well,
Shasky don't really hate the Lakers. He's a closet Laker fan. What?
Since when have I been a closet Laker fan?
You talk about them all the time, man. They're
no, I talk about LeBron.
Jerseys and everything and all the Lakers.
Well, they do have beautiful uniforms.
Make sure you don't miss that break.
All right, that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go. We have no show meeting today. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Stiney Guru will be taking the Warriors end of season pressers live right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll replay that tomorrow on the Morning Roast. And we'll have more off-season talk. Boy, it is starting. I don't know what to do with myself. It's not even May yet.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.